All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, June 27th of 2025. Looking ahead here, have a ton of DFS action coming at you today. We have a five-game WNBA slate, big 14-game MLB slate, eight matches of tennis got underway earlier today. Golf round two is in progress. There was some COD today, some League of Legends today, and then there's also Xfinity over in the NASCAR streets later tonight. So with all that said, good luck if you're playing some DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. So yeah, today's show, then I'll be right back at it tomorrow morning. So that should be fun. But in the meantime, let's get SaberSim up. We did have a couple of questions come in prior to the show, so we will start with that. All right. First question of the day. On the starter plan, if playing a few different 20 max contests, is it worth it to use autofill since it's not sorting contests by ROI? So good question here. You have to the most important thing, okay, to remember with this. Like, let's say I'm playing two 20 maxes, all right? So I'm going to use some 20 maxes from today. Okay, let's say I'm playing the four-seamer and the solo shot. So both of these contests have an entrance of 89-17, okay? So here, it wouldn't matter because your Saber score for both, they both fall in the same bucket, right? But if I'm playing the $1 20 max, the solo shot with 8,900. And then I'm playing the quarter jukebox with 11,890. Well, now these are different Saber scores. One of them is the 1K to 10K bucket. The other one is the 10K to 50K bucket, right? So when the Saber scores change, the weights are changing, the upside of the lineups changes. So the lineups are going to be sorted differently. So you're going to get different lineups. Some of them might overlap, but in general, the sorting metric actually changes. So that's the biggest thing you want to be aware of, right? Okay, you're playing two 20 maxes within the same bucket. Okay, then just use direct fill and use that one, you know? If you're playing three, four, five different contests with all different varying levels of entry size, okay, then use autofill and then set the Saber score for each contest, right? So like what that would look like. Go to the tutorials. All right. So like when I'm here, right, in the autofill, if these are all different entries, right, or entrance sizes, which you could right click on these columns and add entrance size or like to your table here for like easy reference, then I would go into each one of these cells, the ROI, the rank by cells, and then change it to the corresponding Saber score. So that is the way that I would be handling that. All right. Good question there. Next question. If you recommend selecting from the top 200 lineups, would you create a filter to exclude lineups below a certain ROI threshold, ensuring the top 200 lineups remain in your pool? Okay. I think there's a little bit of confusion going on with this question. So I do want to clarify here. So when I, you know, run a build and I'm like, hey, you know, try and stay in the top, you know, 25 to 50% of your pool. And that's usually like the top 125 to 250 lineups. I am specifically saying that for starter users. And the reason I'm saying that is because with SaberScore, you don't have like a very definitive measuring stick for when a lineup goes from being positive expected value to negative expected value, right? But what we've seen with the contest sims is that when you turn on an ROI greater than zero filter, it will typically trash about 30 to 50% of your lineups. So it is safer to stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool to try and prioritize playing those higher expected value lineups. And we're making the assumption that Saber score is correlated to contest sims, which it is, because we used contest sims to create Saber score. We back-tested contests, figured out which variables at which weights for which size contests produce the best results. The biggest difference is that we cast a much wider umbrella for Saber score, right? Saber score is grouping all contests within 10K to 50K entries. It's not treating 11K different from 25K. It's not treating a 25% to first contest different from a 33% to first contest, right? That's where the ROI contest sim specificity really stands out. But for using contest sims, because I see like you're on the ultimate plan. If I come in here and we'll actually just run this. So let's say, you know, I had 5,000 lineups, right? I have 5,000 lineups. And then I go in and I set an ROI greater than zero filter, and maybe it still trashes, you know, 2000 lineups. Maybe I have 3000 left at that point, right? We'll actually just turn this on. Let me edit it. ROI greater than zero, save. Hold on, let this process. Cool. So here, right, 500 lineups, the trash is about 280, right? Now in my pool, because the builder can build like a little bit more lineups behind the scenes. That's why these numbers don't add up perfect. But I have 254 lineups in my pool, right? That's like literally right at that halfway point. That's why we say this. Now, if, you know, add a zero to this, right? Say this was ultimate. Say I had 5,000 lineups. I turn on this filter. And then now I have 2,500 lineups. I am not trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of the 2,500. I'm actually okay playing any of the remaining 2,500 lineups, because I know for sure that every one of those lineups has an ROI greater than 0%. None of those are negative sim ROI lineups. So when you have that filter on, it is, you know, very obvious and clear that, hey, these lineups actually made money in the contest sim. Right. With Saber score, we got to be a little bit more careful. So that's where the change of advice is. Chris said, let's edit the simulator for 50K to first on MLB. When I hit, I'll send you 1K through Zelle, Andrew. Thank you for the offer, but I'm going to have to pass kind of against rules here. All right. Next question. How does the ownership work? I notice it's always on flagship MME. I play a variety of contests. Does SS adjust the ownership to the contest? Okay, good question. So first off, it's going to depend what plan you're on, right? If you are on starter, then the flagship MME is your primary and only ownership source, right? So if you look at like other places in the industry, they typically have like one set of ownership, right? Like they're more often than not projecting the large field 150 max contest ownership. So like $15, 150 max, $18, 150 max. You know, FanDuel runs like a $9, 150 max sometimes. So like that main, you know, kind of marquee contest. When you're on Ultimate, you have access to our other ownership buckets, right? I think we have like 10 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, 12. Sorry, we have 12. So out of these 12, all of these are, well, first off, in the player table, okay, the ownership is really only doing a couple things, okay, especially on Ultimate, all right? Well, actually, let's talk about bold. So for starter, right, the values in the my own column go into the Saber score formula. So if you change ownership, it updates the Saber score of the lineups. Okay. On ultimate, since you're primarily using the contest sims, changing the ownerships alone does not have an impact on the contest sim. In order to have an impact on the contest sim, what you need to do is you need to click this my own gear icon, and then you need to create what is called a custom field. So we call the lineups that we run the contest sims against the field lineups. You basically need to create a custom set of field lineups. Okay, so that would be using this generate field from ownership button. Outside of that, the ownership in the table is used as part of the leverage formula. So like when you do exposure minus ownership, that's what your leverage is. You know, if I change this from flagship MME to say, high stakes single entry or something like that, right? I click here and then we can just see like, okay, Will Warren's like 32% owned in the flagship MME. Well, what is he in the high stakes single entry, right? We can go over to the high stakes single entry. And then we'll let this process. And his ownership goes from 32% to 51%. And then now his leverage is a lot less, right? So the source being chosen here impacts leverage. It impacts any ownership summary statistics, right? Because when you change it here, it gets updated in the player table, and then the summary statistics get updated. So if you have ownership filters on, it impacts those. If you have ownership rules on, it impacts those. The rules are looking at the ownership before the build, since it runs before the build. So if you update ownership after the build, but you had rules on, it won't recalculate for the rules. You'll have to rebuild your lineups. So if you're in that situation, I would just click rebuild lineups, and then the builder will take those new ownership projections into account on the next run of the lineups there. So that's one thing. As far as these different buckets, right, they're primarily being taken into account when you upload your contest entry file. So when you upload your file, we'll look at all the contests you're playing, and then we will assign different field lineups based on stakes and based on how many entries are available. So you can actually see the guidelines to this if you click custom contest and then you go over to field lineups and you hover over this eye icon. So it says our field lineup entry fees are generally broken down like this: low stakes contest $4 and under, flagship $4.01 to $30, medium stakes $30.01 to $99.99, high stakes $100 or more. So this controls the stakes. So basically the builder reads the fee in your contests and then that you upload, and then assigns the flagship, high stakes, low stakes, medium stakes designation to it. And then second, it looks at the number of the max number of entries in the contest, and then determines if it should be classified under single entry, 20 max, or MME. So when you upload and you have a $1 150 max, it uses the low stakes MME. When you are playing the 121 single entry, it uses the high stakes single entry. This is primarily where the different buckets of ownership get taken into account, is this contest specificity, right? We think that, you know, some of the better value chalkier pitchers are going to be even chalkier when players only have one lineup in a small field contest. And that's what our backtesting has shown, which is why we update in that way. So that's like a pretty thorough overview of ownership in the player table and the contest tab for the Sims and for SaberScore. So let me know if there's any follow-up there. All right. Taking a peek in office hours. We're all set there. Cool. So I think it's pretty good time to knock out a slate demo here. So let's go back to this MLB build that we ran. We did run, I think, 500 lineups here. And we'll let this build load up. All right, cool. So we come back to this build. This will be our starter demo since we did 500 lineups here. So we built 500 lineups. I probably would have turned on the don't use batters against opposing pitching rule. Our min salary is already up to 49K, so that's good. I'm going to come into the table, sort by exposure. I'm going to change the ownership back. Let's do low stakes, 20 max. You know, say we're building for like quarter jukebox, something like that. All right, so we go to the low stakes, 20 max. I'm going to switch from ROI back to Sabre score. I believe the quarter jukebox was the 10K to 50K bucket because it had like the 11,000 entries. So I'm going to switch back here. That's good. I'm going to set up an average projection aggregate metric. So right now, sorting by Sabre. All right, so sorting by Sabre score, average projection aggregate metric, sorting my table by exposure so I could see my leverages, got my exposure leverage lined up together. Really have ownership exposure leverage all together. And then I've scrolled down to the last lineup in my set here, right? So I always want to keep an eye on the rank like we talked about earlier. So first thing I'm going to do, start cranking up some diversification, right? Generally, I've found that it works pretty well to just go from like 1 to 5. And just because there's 10 players in a lineup. So I usually just like jump to half of the players. So I'm basically saying every lineup is going to have at least 5 players different from every other lineup. Projection goes down about 1 point. Not that bad. Our top exposures and top leverages are both pitchers here. And then we don't have any batter under over 25%, right? So our highest exposed batters are about 25%. That seems okay. But I can always... I'll circle back here. I like to check out the correlation aspects of my lineup. So like 5 stack and 17 out of 20 looks pretty good. Some 4-4s in there. I go over to the stacks tab. We have San Diego at 30%. We have Minnesota at 25. St. Louis, San Francisco at 20%. Something else I might do here, sort by projected runs. Just see, you know, where is the exposure coming from? And like, am I like overly exposed to any team that is a lot lower down on the list? The only lower team we're getting is Miami. They do have like a 10% pool exposure. So like that seems okay. Taking a little bit of a stand here on Minnesota. They're kind of middle of the pack. Maybe Sabre Sims taking a shot on them. Seems fine. We get into a few Dodgers, kind of fading Atlanta, New York here. And then taking some shots on like San Fran, Milwaukee, San Diego, St. Louis, which are similar run totals, but ultimately, right, in 20 lineups, you're not going to be able to get to everybody. So I'm personally okay with the fact that we're taking basically like negative leverage shots on Atlanta and New York. Seems fine with me. All right. So we've kind of looked at like the macro stuff, right? We looked at correlation. We looked at team stacks. Circling back here, right, getting into the nitty gritty with individual players. I'm going to start with pitchers. I think it's okay that our biggest stands here are like Warren and Gilbert. They're the highest projected pitchers, and they're also the highest value pitchers, right? So seemed like a good thing to be playing them. Now, if I go over to batters, no batter more than 25%. A little highly exposed to Brooks Lee here in the 6-hole from Minnesota. Could I lower it? Yeah, I'm probably going to leave it. I think it's okay. At least his exposure is matching other players right at that top range here. So I think it's okay. So I would leave it, totally okay to change it if you want. Notice I'm only at lineup 29 here, so I haven't gone very far down in my pool. And I've checked everything off the list, right? Not losing too much projection, check. Correlation in my lineups, check. Leverage to good pitchers, check. Risk management with my batters, you know, no one more than 25%, check, right? These are all the things I'm trying to hit. And I've hit him, right? And, you know, at that point, I don't need to go any further. I could go further, get more diversification, but I kind of like where I'm at. So Firebird lineups on starter for MLB today, that is how I'd be doing it. All right. Nice starter demo there. Why don't we jump over to the WNBA streets, and we will do an ultimate demo for the slate that is going to get underway in about 3 hours here. All right. So we're over at WNBA. No rules or filters to apply. No like default rules, anything like that. I'm going to make my two adjustments to projections. I'm going to, what am I going to do with min salary? I might crank it up a little bit here. It is a 5-game slate. I'm not opposed to being on like 49,000 for this one. So it seems okay. One thing I will do is just check the status column. I like to filter for questionables. Note any, you know, big potentially impactful players, right? The only one is Collier here. She has 20% ownership. She's 12K salary. If she doesn't play, she probably gives, you know, these points and minutes to a lot of other teammates, and they probably become a lot better value. The good thing, like quote unquote good thing here, right, is that this game is at lock. So you will know whether she is in or out before the slate starts. So that's one thing to be aware of. I would like write that name down, double check that team situation before I build my final set of lineups. But outside of that, I think I'm about ready to go. So we're going to kick off this build. And we'll let this run. All right, build is in progress. And just about finished here. Starting to crawl a little bit. 4,400 is enough lineups. We can stop it here. All right, so we're in the post build. I'm just going to use the default contest sim that should kick off here. Oh, I don't know the toggle on. Turn the toggle on for the future. Okay, run contest sim, check. Sim is in progress. I'm sorting my table. So we're using sims, right? So we're going to use the ROI here. I'm going to set up an ROI average aggregate metric to go along with my projection one. Okay, great. So now I'm going to start making my adjustments, right? A lot of high leverages here, 57, 53, 42, 35. So kind of want to flatten this out. Again, we can go with the same kind of methodology here of jumping to half of the min uniques. Also, I could put on an ROI greater than zero filter real quick just to make sure I don't go too far down in my pool. All right, got that on. Moved about 20% of our lineups into the trash. And then I'm going to jump here, right? I'm at 181 projection, 398 ROI. I'm going to go from 1 to 3. So this is half of the players in a lineup. So lost about 2 points projection, lost about like 40-ish percent ROI. Really wasn't that bad. We're hanging on to the Ari McDonald exposure of 100%. She is far and away the best value play on the slate. You know, she's 5.11 value and nobody else is above a 4, right? So there's this massive gap here. So in this case, you know, I'm totally fine getting to her, right? Even if it's at a 100% clip, I think that's okay. I might even consider lowering the uniques just to see what it looks like, which is interesting how we get more of her at 3 and less of her at 2, but seems okay. So right now, right at this point, I'm basically trying to figure out, hey, am I comfortable with the top leverages that I'm seeing, right? There's this basically big jump. It's 62% leverage, 33%, 30%, and then it jumps down to 12 and 15, right? So I'm trying to figure out, hey, am I okay with the biggest stands I'm taking on the slate, which are these three players? One of them is two of them actually are the highest projected players. No, one of them is the highest projected player. One of them is the highest value player, and then one of them is the second highest value player. These are my big three stands. I think if you see something like that, I think that's like a pretty good indication that these are good plays, right? Top two values, top overall projection. And I would say that I'd be happy taking stands. Like, if you're going to take stands on anybody, you know, these feel good, right? So I'm totally okay with this. I really wouldn't go any further with the uniques. I'm happy with my leverages. And I think that I'd be just about ready to save these lineups and upload them to my contests. But with that said, knocked out all the questions in the chat and office hours channel, knocked out starter MLB demo, ultimate WNBA demo. I think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow morning, Saturday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.